some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a great show today, and if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you. And if you're a returning caller, thank you even more. We're going to have Joyful Jeff join us in just a couple of moments. He is a tarot card reader. He does some astrology, and he's just a bright light to this world. And we're so lucky and grateful to have Jeff back on the show for his last show for 2017 or 16. Because, you know, we say that because he's the last Tuesday of the month, and I don't do shows the last 2 weeks of the year. So this is our last time to have Jeff for the year. Aren't we lucky today? Yes, we are. I want to let you know we've got a really fun Christmas show coming up on December 9th. Mile High Productions. We're going to do our third annual Mile High Christmas with Billboard chart-topping artist Margot Ray and legendary R&B singer Bunny Sigler and a host of other guests for this surprise event. Well, it's not really a surprise event because it's a third annual, but we always have surprise guests that call in and are part of that two-hour extravaganza. So if you are looking for a fun show that is going to celebrate independent music artists, but you know these guys are like legends and really, really successful. This is the third year in a row. By the way, they'll also be part of the show. Super, super excited about that. So make sure to set your calendars accordingly. You can always follow the show by just clicking follow right here on the show page on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get an email or text your choice whenever you would like to be notified when we're doing a live show. Because, you know, you can always listen on demand, which is very, very cool. And I also want to remind you that you can pick up the show on iTunes as a podcast. It's free to you. Free is a very good price. And you can get the most current 300 episodes of Rated G Radio. That includes the Friday Night Dance Party. It includes Rated LGBT Radio. It includes Super Gay Radio. And Paul and I managed to do it on a Saturday morning and every other show that we do. So the 300 most current episodes are available on iTunes today in the podcast section of Rated G Radio. We're there. I'm not kidding. So without further ado, welcome back, Joyful Jeff, to the show. How are you today, Jeff?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show. I've had the last couple of months filled with, you know, a lot of busy things, rebranding, Joyful Jeff, just kind of looking forward to 2017. So it's kind of been a blur over here, but it's been a good blur. And, you know, sometimes you take some time off, you feel that extra spark to, you know, speak to others as well. So I'm kind of feeling that extra spark for the last show for this year that I will be on. So yeah. I am ready for these callers, and we're going to get some good readings going.
Okay, well, everybody's, you know, who's called in, we're going to start with Gina today. Everybody's called in is like, get to my call. We're going to get to your call, so do not hang up. It's going to take a while to get to everybody, because, you know, Jeff's going to spend a minute or two with you. So, you know, take your cup of coffee or tea or hot water or whatever you want to have for your beverage this morning and just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. If you'd like to call in, we're live for the next hour until 9 a.m. Pacific time. So you can call 323-657-1493. If you call in, though, you must press the number one. Otherwise, you're just going to listen to the show. I'll see you on here, but unless you press one, it does not indicate that you want to talk. And I don't want to freak you out by saying, what's your name, caller, and your birthday? Because that will freak you out. So call in if you want. Otherwise, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Gina, you are now live with Joyful Jeff. Welcome to the program. And what's your question for Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
My question is I am looking for full-time employment. And I want to see what you see coming up for me.
Beautiful. So you are born on January 8th, right?
Yes.
Correct. So something that I would like to, you know, disclose to you right off the bat here is that I don't know if you were watching in the news or any of that, but we had that huge supermoon, I think, on November 14th. And that huge supermoon was the biggest supermoon that we've had, I think, since 1948. So it was a very massive energy. And luckily for you, that was in an Earth sign, Taurus. And so it's your sister sign, which is really, really exciting for all prospects and job things that are coming up. So I actually have a Taurus moon in my chart, so a lot of job things are coming my way. So just right off the bat, before I even pull cards for you, I'm already feeling really, really good things coming up in 2017. You may have some connections at the end of this month, but we're going to pull some cards to see what we have going on for you. So I'm already excited, so you can already hear it in my voice, but you know, that's
fine. I hear.
So, here we go. All right. Let's shuffle these real quick. First card I'm going to pull for you is going to basically represent more emotional side for you, just to see how I feel your heart is ready for this new position or new job prospect, kind of how the energy's around you, kind of what you're attracting, that sort of thing. So we're going to start there and see where that goes. Do another shuffle here. All right. It's so funny. You know, the stereotype for Capricorns is that you're always, you know, working hard, trying to move up in a business. So I just love being able to advise Capricorns on their journey for, you know, job, because you're such hard workers and deserve the best. So here we go. The first card I'm pulling for you is Rejoice in Celebration. And so I think what this card is telling me, especially now that we're into this almost December month of that fiery Sagittarius energy. And so as of right now, this moment, I feel like you need to take a step back and relax a little bit, kind of refresh. I don't know how long you've been on the job search, how long you've been really seeing whether this next thing is going to come up. But the first energy that I'm feeling is that, all right, you need to take a step back, you need to relax. Things are going okay right now, and things will come to you eventually. But December doesn't look like we're going to be doing any serious job things. It looks like it's just going to be a time of celebration, a time to step back. So we're going to see where that progresses. I'm not seeing anything in December right away, but let's look into the next part of the year when we get into 2017 and see where that celebration goes, or what we're celebrating. So let me pull another card.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Card I am pulling for you. Wow, I'm getting another celebration card. I'm getting from this. This is from the Fairy Tarot deck by Doreen Virtue. And the card is saying it's the Four of Spring, and it states, "Be grateful. You have much to celebrate. Deep feelings of peace and happiness. A contented personal life." And so kind of now that I'm feeling this energy and I'm kind of shifting to a different way, I'm wondering what you are hoping to get out of this new job that you want to come to. Are you hoping for more emotional fulfillment? Is it just a monetary thing? Are you hoping to meet people? What is your purpose that you want this new job for?
Basically monetary, because of I've been out of work for so long that it's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things up in the air that could be ending for me and my family. So, and it all rides on me finding work. I mean, it could be emotional side as well too. Just to really just have something to get back on my feet, because I was doing well last year, early part of last year, just, you know, those jobs left and went, you know, I had nothing to fall back on. So it's like over the past year, it just really been rough for me.
Right, but I'm seeing, first off, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that. And I really recognize that, you know, if this is a purely, I mean, most likely a monetary thing to support the family, to support, you know, he's been out of work. The good news, the thing that I'm getting so far, we're going to continue to pull cards for you. It's just that excitement that, you know, you have such a love, you have such a hope and joy with your family, and you feel that pressure because you need to provide, you need all those things. But I feel like you need to dip into that a little bit deeper. I don't know if you're having how your motivation level is right now at this state, but I feel like tapping into that gratitude. We have two celebration cards right now, you know, and for something so somber as in, oh, I've been out of work, you know, to pull this energy is kind of slap in the face, saying, hey, like, where can I use that love and that sort of energy that I already have surrounding my family to get me in motion, to get me to go out and really apply to things, to get myself in positions where I'm going to fail or, you know, continue to get to the next level to get a job. And so I think, I don't know if it's a motivational thing, but you have something good in your court right now. So the more you have appreciation for that, and the more you keep thinking, all right, I'm going to get this job, I'm going to go and talk to these people, I'm going to search on this website, I'm going to reach out to these people, even though you may think that it has no connection, no lead whatsoever, know that you have that, like, celebratory energy behind you. So we're going to pull another card for clarification. It's kind of a weird energy that's coming up, but it's exciting. I mean, I haven't pulled two celebration cards for somebody in a very long time, so that's going for you here. We're going to pull another card for you. All right. Okay. Wow, this is exciting. Okay, I got the Princess of Autumn, the same deck that I pulled from before. Cheerful, responsible, studious are the words at the top, and it says, happy news about your career, promotions, or scholarships. Well-thought-out plans that go perfectly, needing a little push to get along. And so we pulled a career card for you. That's exciting how that energy can come to that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I am pulling out of that for you is needing a little push to get along, to get started. Okay, so Capricorn, you're an earth sign. You're somebody who's earthy, you're grounded, and people respect that in you. But, you know, people like me who talk a million miles an hour, who, you know, very idealistic, kind of scattered, I don't have a problem usually getting things going. It's just for me the follow through. And so with you, we need to get things going for you. So I'd recommend, I don't know if you have, social media or there are just so many ways to put yourself out there now to really, really, you know, get hired. I'm not sure exactly what field you want to go into, the position that you want, but for free, you can literally go on the internet, start a free website, put a picture up of yourself, put up, you know, your skills, a mini resume, things like that. And it really could set you apart, that separation for, you know, you're applying for a job. But that's not some, like, crazy, awesome, amazing job, maybe. But it will do enough to provide for you. And you'll have that, hey, look, I have this personal website of things I've done in the past or, you know, things I want to look into. And employers are really, really looking nowadays for people that are, you know, they may not be perfect for the job, but they're really able to grow. As an earth sign, it's hard to change. It's hard to grow. It's hard to move to other things because you're so sturdy in who you are. And you have such strong ideas and beliefs. And so just moving forward here, know that the big message I have for you is need a push to get along. So whatever that needs to be, whether that's going back to the celebration cards that I pulled for you from your family and say, hey, you know, are you feeling happy? Are you feeling insecure about the job thing? Maybe you've had that, you know, you were denied from things so long, you're not really sure how to get back into the work world. My answer for you is just to go do it. If you need further guidance, I'd love to follow up with you in email and see how things are going or give you those motivational posts or something. But get a push going. You're going to try a couple times. You're going to fail. It does not mean that it's the wrong time to go get a job. It does not mean that you're not good enough. It doesn't mean that because you're out of the workforce that your skills, you know, aren't as sharpened as somebody else's. You know, it doesn't mean that some young person could do it better. Like, all these things that are swirling in your head, like, write them down on a piece of paper and just sit on your bed and throw them in the trash can. You know, write them down, throw them out, okay? Because these are things in your mind that are really stopping you and holding you back. A big energy that's going around in the world right now, if you just look at current events, is that sort of power versus force, okay? What is power and what is that force? And so for you, you need to find both. Find that power, find that force, get yourself moving there. You have great cards for you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Gina.
I appreciate your call, and good luck to you. We want to hear in the new year about your fantastic new job that you've got, so good luck to you.
Okay.
There
all
we
right.
go. So a real quick reminder, when you call in, especially for a reading like Jeff's, I think it's very important for you as a listener, if you've gotten onto the show and heard Jeff give you a reading, because he gives you a lot of information in a short period of time, please go back on the replay, and you can get the replay about 15 minutes after the show's done. It just has to percolate through the processor, and then you can press play, and it will play again. Go back with a pen and paper and take notes over what Jeff is telling you so you can go ahead and kind of redigest. And maybe it's listening today, maybe it's listening next week, but go back and re-listen to it. And I think that you will continue to get information that he's sharing with you today that will be very helpful as you are trying to digest all of that. So thank you very much, Gina, for your call. Our next caller is Gwen. Gwen, welcome to the show, and you are live with Joyful Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. Can I say fabulous?
Love it.
My question is in regards, I'm always talking about love, because love is right there with food and...
Yep.
There is someone that I'm very much interested in.
Yeah,
and
so,
I'm not sure. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not sure where this is heading.
Okay. Perfect. That is a I've been in those. I mean, although I'm young, I've been in my share of long distance relationships. Kind of in the gay world, that's how that happens sometimes. But there are some things here. You are born on April 2nd, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So you are a beautiful, lovely Aries, and so my favorite sign.
I am.
To usually...
Yes, I am, Jeff. I am. I
always... Aries are my favorite because they are my opposite, and so basically any advice that I give you is probably the farthest away of things that you are in your core, but they're still applicable to you. It's like, I need to learn more from you. You need to learn more from me. So
right.
The thing that's difficult for, first of all, we're in your season. We're in a fire sign season. So in December, if things are going to work out with this, if things are going to heat up, they're going to heat up in December. If they're not, that would already be a red flag for me to say, all right, maybe we need to step away from this. But December is on. Wait until we get out of this energy. This is like, this November energy has been, we've had too much going on with the election, with all these current events. We're going to get past that.
I have my meltdown.
I would make assessments at the first couple weeks of December. So before the holidays, I would say about the 5th or 6th or 7th of December. You know, if you're feeling passionate and you're feeling fiery, I'm not saying I'm manipulative in relationships or any of those things, but I'm saying that, like,
yes, you are.
I love throwing out new thoughts and seeing how they're going to throw them back to me. So if I'm going to talk about, you know, my passions, like, hey, like, what do you think about, you know, the universe, or what do you think about, you know, music or this? If they can't talk to me about that, or they're like, it's something that's so distant from them. As an Aries, you are really about yourself, your ego, your fire, your flame, your passion. And so you need somebody who can continue to light that flame for you. I'm going to pull a card for you starting from the light, from the heart deck. I want to see where your heart is right now. I would not worry. It's hard for you because as an Aries, you are that initiator. And so when you have an uncertainty about the future, you're like, okay, like, I don't want to put all my eggs in this basket if you're not ready to go.
Yep.
And so I get how that is, but you need to show, I didn't pull a card yet. I already know what I'm probably going to feel from this deck, from this energy. Here we go. All right. The first card I have for you, you have a lovely energy. Thank you for calling. Here we go.
Thank
you. The first card I pulled for you is listen. What I'm going to say about that, and Aries always need to listen more. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I need to listen more. You need to listen more. It's
true.
Basically that it's that energy of, okay, so at this point now you're having confusion of where this long distance relationship can go. Okay. So you need to listen to the things that they are already providing you. Okay. So maybe you're looking too forward into the future and you're saying, I'm missing this first, like, you never get back the first couple months of your relationship ever again. Like, you know, that honeymoon phase, quote unquote, like you never get that back. So enjoy that while that lasts, enjoy that while it's there. And listen to it and listen to, you know, as a relationship progresses, sure, they may be saying all those fun, flirty things to you at first, and then as you get more comfortable into the relationship, people kind of back off, and you're like, wait, why are you backing off? Do you not want me? And don't worry about that. Remember that you need to listen to what was said before. I do a lot of relationship counseling for people, not surprising, but I tell them, like, hey, when you guys fell in love or you guys had your really great things or what drew you to each other, you better write those down. You better screenshot those text messages.
Yeah.
You're going to copy and paste any chat that you've had, print it out, paste it in a journal or something, and then you can revisit it together if you hit a rough patch. Because as human beings, we have that short-term, wall
memory
in front of our eyes, and we're not able to see farther. So I'm seeing listen here. So that's your first card is listen. So, beautiful Aries, I'm thinking whether that's listening to yourself and saying, hey, is this just feeling off, or am I excited because of uncertainty? Are you listening to your fear, or are you listening to, this long distance relationship could be something real big. Like, it's kind of crazy. I'm really excited about it. You have to listen to all those sides. Take some time at the end of the day. I have this journal my friend got me for my birthday. It's just a 5-minute journal, and you're not allowed to write about tomorrow. And so you just write down your feelings, you know, at the end of the night or in the morning, and you go, hey, you know, today I feel this about the relationship. And you see as you go, and you don't worry about the past. You don't let the future impact that current rating and assessment of the relationship. So we're going to pull another card for you, actually, from this Lessons of the Universe deck. I just got this. It's a beautifully illustrated deck. And it kind of has a lot of, like, quotes and really fun things that are just kind of little pick-me-ups or help with love. So card we are pulling for you. Okay, so Aries, this is the card I have for you. It's a quote, so I'm going to read it. It says, "Here's what I ask folks who aspire to being fabulously rich. Couldn't you just pretend you're a multimillionaire? You know, right after you're done pretending you're not. It's all pretend, the universe." And so basically, kind of what that silly quote is saying to me, to give to you, is that, okay, so part of a relationship, you know, I see it breaks my heart when I see two awesome people, probably meant for each other in a relationship. They're on totally separate, you know, realities with what their expectations of the relationship are. And so it's important to, you know, everyone wants that one person who they can, you know, like, they can be your everything. You know, that's like the Libra dream, you know. I know Garrett thinks that all the time, like, oh, that one person. I know he thinks that. So it's having that sort of source, and it's having that person that, you know, that can give you it all. But the reality is, I'm not saying people out there can't give you it all in those moments. I'm saying for continued sustain, you know, you have to fake it a little bit sometimes. And I hate to use that word fake, and I hate to use that word, you know, because – what this card is telling me is, you know, pretend, wake up tomorrow and go, wow, this long-distance relationship is great. I am so excited that we are a thing. I'm not sure where it's going, but I'm excited. And today I'm going to be extra fiery. I'm going to be extra, you know, precise with my wording. You know, I'm going to be really excited on the phone to talk. And then write in your journal, okay? And write in your journal and reflect. How did that sort of forced, quote-unquote, forced energy in your relationship, being really, really extra excited and passionate about it, how did that affect your perception of the relationship? And I'm sure you're going to have really, you're going to have different views. You know, like, I know when I feel slumped in my relationship, I'm like, all right, Jeff, cut the bullshit. Like, here are the things that are going well for you. Here are the things that aren't. Let's be excited about what we have. And that gratitude piece for an Aries is the most shining, inspiring energy of all. So, try to do that a little bit. You know, if you don't know where it's going, be pushy. I mean, people, if you know, a fiery, you know, Aries woman, oh my gosh, that's like prime market value right there, okay? So make sure you strut that a little bit, and you know that you're ready for that. So we're going to pull one last card for you to wrap this up. I'm not really sure what deck I'm going to pull from you because I'm feeling, let's try this deck. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right. The last card I'm holding for you is Stand Your Ground.
Yes.
I know you probably love to hear that, and I love telling that to people. But really, standing your ground can be a softer thing, too. A lot of people look at this card and they're like, all right, stand my ground. This means I have to be a little bit more aggressive. This means I have to be more, you know, justified in my words. Standing your ground to me simply means, hey, you know, you may have some really, really sweet sides of you that you can still stand your ground with. You know, it's so tough when you begin a relationship. You're like, do I hide this part of me? Well, I'm not trying to hide it. Like, this is who I am, but what should I bring out? Like, are they ready for my sweet side? Have they earned it? Yeah. All those things. So December is going to be a beautiful month. It's a fiery energy. I think we've come out a lot of crap from this year.
Yes.
July all the way to November, I swear, it's been, you know, for everyone listening, that July to November, look back at your life then, look back the year before and see how those were different. It's been a wild ride. And so now that we're coming out of that beautiful energy, stand your ground with yourself. Be a little bit more excited. Stop being shy. Aries, Aries are known for being, they can be really, really shy, which is funny because the stereotype is, you're the bull, you're the one who's ready to go for it. But stand your ground, be extra charming, be extra ready to go. And if by December it doesn't really click with you, don't self-sabotage the relationship and start putting thoughts in your head. If you focus on the day by day and not the future, you don't self-sabotage, you don't feel anything in December, I'd break it off. Right. If you are feeling something in December and you've trusted what I'm saying, keep going and tell me how it goes.
Yeah.
So
I love
that's what
it.
I got
I love,
for you.
I love it when you, I love it when you said about shy, because I'm like, there is that shyness. I do have it.
Yes, and that's the, to me, that's the most beautiful, vulnerable part of a person. And it,
yeah.
You know, you. I really believe, like, you know, as we go out through the day, like, I'm moody. So, like, in the morning, I have certain moods, you know, all throughout the afternoon. And so, like, being able to share yourself in all of those different, you know, like, you could be feeling like, oh, today I'm feeling really professional. Today I'm feeling cuddly. Today I'm feeling this. And
being
able to convey those so that in that dating phase, they're able to see all of those sides of you and make a decision.
Thank you.
You're doing the same thing. So, go for it. You got it. You got some good stand your ground cards, which I don't think an Aries is going to have a problem with it. But if you ever have second thoughts, say, well, Joyful Jeff told me to stand my ground. So this is who I am. This is my heart. And here it is. So thank you.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Garrett. Many blessings
You're welcome.
To you.
Happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Thank you.
There we go. Great reading there, Jeff. There we go. And I see we have a couple more people that have called in. If I haven't screened your call yet, hang on the line. When we get to DD next, I'm going to come on the line and I'm going to ask you for your first name and your complete birthday. So be ready with that. So DD, you're now live with Joyful Jeff. Thank you for waiting and go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Joyful Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
I just would like a general reading. My entire life is kind of in a transition right now. So any type of guidance would be great.
Awesome. These are actually my favorite readings to give because that's basically what I use the cards for myself. I usually don't have very specific questions. I usually ask for a more state of the union, per se, of what's going on in my life, what do I need to watch out for, where am I going, what things do I need to reflect on. So I'm going to put these cards back in the deck, and we're going to do another shuffle for you. You are born on May 27th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So this message should come across to you a little bit easier since you are a fellow air sign as a beautiful Gemini. You know, probably should be with Geminis in the long term because our minds really, really connect. And as you can see, I have tons of ideas. But, you know, sometimes we air signs, we get a little scattered. We feel like a tornado is happening around us when it's really not. So hopefully this reading, when you feel like you're in this, you feel that energy of transition, that I can be able to calm some of those things or tell you that, hey, things are really changing. So here we go. Let's shuffle this first deck for you here. We will get started. Wow, we're feeling a couple more shuffles here. Yeah, probably some transition, but let's go for it. All right. Okay, whoa. First card we're pulling for you is the Princess of Summer, gentle, sensitive, kind, a new relationship or emotional experience, invitations to social events, a compassionate friend you can share your concerns with. So just kind of what this is saying at first, I know that I probably wouldn't have made it from July to now if I didn't have some really solid earth sign people in my life who were, I was able to kind of let go of my mind and what's going on. And this is a different sort of, you know, venting. It's higher than that. And I'm kind of pushing you to with your interpersonal relationships to really go deeper than just venting, to really use that time with a friend to your supportive people in your life, to really externally process, to surround yourself with people who will challenge you, who will challenge your emotions, who will say, you know, you say to a friend, for example, oh, wow, I'm feeling really stressed out about this, you know, this transition. And they're going to go, wait, you're stressed out? It seems like this is going really well. This is going well. And, you know, this thing is going to be over in a week. So what are you worried about? You know, people who can really keep you on your shit. And so you are able to go forward and go through this transitional period. So just kind of beginning the reading here. I don't know how your relationships are looking. I don't know how your close friendships are looking. But it seems like you're going to have some compassion. And part of the transition is definitely not going to be in the physical realm. It's definitely going to be a huge mental transformation, an emotional transformation, which is exciting for me because Geminis are known to be not as emotionally deep, which I hate that stereotype, but sometimes that does come out. You know, conceptualize every emotion that you have. And it's funny because, you know, calling in about a transition, it's like, is a transition an emotion? Well, or is it a phase? You know, what is that? And so you're always trying to classify where you're feeling and what is the next step. And so far, we got good people on your side, which is exciting. Please, please, during this month of December, vent to people, go deeper than venting, and say what you feel. Because when you say your truth and you say how you're feeling, people are going to be able to support you during this transition. Sometimes you can't get through a transition alone. You really can't. I mean, either you can go through it difficultly by yourself, or you can spend some time and have some friends help you out. So I'm not sure. I know I'm one of those people that hates having people help me out. That's something I've been working through probably since I was a young teenager. And so I'm really working on, hey, these are my problems. I want you to give me advice. I'm going to listen to you because you know me well, because I've shared myself with you. So that sort of thinking. So we're going to pull another card. It's going to kind of give us our – I haven't pulled this deck for anyone on the call yet so far. So we're going to see what this deck gives. This is the Wildwood Tarot deck that usually gives a good sign of what is happening around you that you may need to watch out for during this phase. So to continue your general reading here. So let's pull another card. All right. We have the Ace of Arrows, the Breath of Life. And I want you to imagine this for a second, because this card is you standing in the middle of, like, a maze, okay? Like, I think of a maze with walls all around you, okay? And you're just standing there in this time of transition saying, well, I can go left. That could hit a wall. I could go right. I can go deeper into the maze. But do I want to go deeper into the maze? What's there for me? And basically from that, there's an arrow that shoots straight above. And it's kind of like a smoke signal, like, hey, this is where I am right now. And so to me, this is telling me to tell you, hey, okay, you may be in a maze, you may be in this time of transition, but I think you need to do some more reflecting. That's what this card is telling me. You know, you need to shoot up to the sky. You need to journal. You need to reach out to your friends, pulled in the previous card, to have them tell you where they think you are. Okay, so people often have that self-proclaimed, this is where I am in my life, okay? And that's a strange concept because you are in charge of your life. But what if you asked your best friend and you said, hey, where do you think I am in my life? Where do you think I am in my transition? Where do you think I am going? And to hear them tell you their unbiased opinion about where they think you are really will either rock your world about your own perception about where you think you are in the maze right now, or you'll go, okay, wait, I'm in line with myself. My friends, the people who know me the best, are saying things that's where I think I am too. So they either can line up or be very different. Both have very different effects after the fact. So the second card I'm pulling for you in this general reading here is, you know, ask people where they think you are. And I know that's like such a weird concept and like it's kind of an awkward conversation, but, you know, whether it's a text or an email or, you know, a call, you just call somebody out of the blue and say, hey, you know, like, you know, we haven't talked in a couple months, but, you know, I just really wanted to get your advice on, you know, like what things about me are you think are the strongest? What things about me do you think are my weaknesses? And have one of those deeper dialogues, although it may not be socially, you know, easy to have. And see where that goes. I think that will open you up into a very clear vision of where you are right now and where you're going. So the next card I'm going to pull for you is going to be a little bit trying to give you some concrete takeaway from this. I've been giving you a lot of ideas and a lot of the concepts to think about, but I'm going to try to give you something that's maybe an event that's coming up or something like that. So I'm going to pull another card for you here. And my final card I'm going to pull for you is from this Compass deck. And I love this deck because, you know, if you're wandering or you're lost or none of the above, this deck will tell you, you know, where the compass is pointing north and where you are heading. And so I'm going to pull a card here to see what's going on. I hope this is kind of making sense for you. I know it's been kind of a different reading from the other two, so hopefully this last card will clarify.
Thank you.
Yes, all right, Gemini. Okay, the card I pulled for you is rock bottom. And so I wouldn't get alarmed by this. I wouldn't get alarmed by, you know, that you know, society belief of rock bottom. But I'm really, it's funny because if you put these cards next to each other, first off, I think it's important to think of what you think is rock bottom. You know, everyone's perception is different. So, for example, for me, rock bottom would be, you know, I wouldn't be able to go out with my friends. I wouldn't be able to, you know, keep learning. But you know what? Money, like, money's not a big deal to me. So if I'm not making a lot of money, I'm not at rock bottom. Whereas if you talk to the Capricorn, probably that'll be more rock bottom than other things. And so assessing what rock bottom is okay? And then, once again, using the people in your life, and then see if you're going there. And then also decide, you're in that maze once again, if you turn the corner left and you hit rock bottom, are you okay with that? And do you want to do that? And so to go even deeper into this reading, I always tell people, you know, we spend our whole lives, like, trying to avoid rock bottom. We spend our whole lives, you know, afraid of ideas. We're, you know, afraid of love, afraid of fear. And so, like, thinking of rock bottom as just another wall in the maze maybe wouldn't be that bad. And so I know for me personally, as a cardinal sign, as somebody who's an initiator, I've hit a lot of rock bottoms. But, you know, I bounce back fast because I've, you know, hit them and I'm like, okay, this is a rock bottom. I'm glad I see the signs now of myself, my emotional patterns. This is what I start feeling like when I'm hitting a rock bottom. This is what I need to do to adjust to go to another place in the maze. And so I'm seeing for you possibly that you could have that feeling of rock bottom, even if you assess what it means to you or not. You could just wake up one day and you're like, all right, well, we're in transition today, and I'm feeling pretty crappy about it. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not going anywhere. It's not going to where I want it to be. But know that, you know, I'm going to pull one more card for you to kind of clarify where that rock bottom can resolve to.
Thank you.
You're welcome, because I don't want to leave you with just rock bottom, which most people leave. I like making people think, but, you know, I want to give you something to walk away with. So let me pull one more card for you. And so think about where this rock bottom can go for you. Okay. Wow. Okay. So this makes sense. All right. The card I have pulled for you is Firm Foundation. And so you put that next to rock bottom, and it seems like to me you need to hit a rock bottom so you can build your foundation up to transition successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward message. I think as an air sign, you're floating over the pit of doom all the time. You never actually fall into it. And air signs like us, we need to hit the bottom because we are very, you know, foundation aversive people. And so, if you hit a wall in this maze, be like, wow, okay, now I have a foundation to go upon. Because if you keep going through your life transition to transition with no foundation, it's funny, I hate having foundation. Where are you going to go? Where's your bottom? So you have to start at the bottom somewhere, you know, and you don't even have to think of it as the bottom. Honestly, if it's a mental blockade to think about it as a rock bottom, think about it as a rock top, you know, like, hey, like I didn't hit the bottom here. I just got to the top of this mountain, but I missed a lot of things going down the mountain. So I'm going to walk down slowly and see what I missed. But you have that, you're missing that foundation, that firm foundation. And it's so hard for, I wish I had more time to look into your chart, because I'm sure you're lacking some earth in your chart and that grounding energy. And it's tough for idealists like us because we don't find the need for a foundation most of the time. So just going forward, remember a couple things. The first thing is, hey, you know, you have really good relationships in your life. I'm hoping that you will go deeper with them. I'm hoping that you will take some of the things I talked about, and I know maybe it will be weird coming from you when they hear it, but like, hey, what do you think about rock bottom? Like, what does that mean to you? And, you know, do you think I'm nearing a rock bottom? Like, that sort of thing. Like, talk about it. Talk is cheap, okay? The next thing we have is that maze, that breath of life. So, you know, to everyone, this kind of goes to everyone, you know, that sort of, wow, we're going through our whole life and we're going to get a college degree and we're going to get a job and we're going to have kids or we're going to get married. But, like, that's you going deeper into the maze. But it doesn't mean that if you don't go deeper into the maze that your life is less fulfilling, that your life is less, you know. So don't always have that forward-thinking mentality. And then lastly, have that rock bottom paired with that firm foundation. And so if you hit a rock bottom, feel free to drop me an email. I will lighten your day with the crazy exclamation points and some quotes or something. I'd love to check up on how you're doing. Hit a rock bottom. Go for it. You know, like, go face-first into that rock bottom and go, hey, I hit it. So now this is my wall here. Thing I would watch out for is pretending that you hit a rock bottom, but you really didn't. That's going to be your biggest challenge, saying, oh, yeah, I hit a rock bottom. Jeff told me I'm going to hit a rock bottom. I'm here. Okay, I'm done. This is my foundation. And then you really know deep down that you didn't. Please watch out for that. But hit a rock bottom, find that foundation, and you'll be getting through that transition in no time. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It meant a lot to me, and everything you said makes a lot of sense.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks,
Dee Dee.
Appreciate your call. Have a great day. By the way, I want to make sure everybody knows that Jeff has an awesome, awesome, awesome YouTube channel. I have a link for all the listeners to check out, as well as a brand new website that Jeff's got. I've got links to this on the show page. If you refresh your browser, you'll see that the links are updated for you. I just made sure they're functional, operational, and working, and all of that good stuff. You can also find Joyful Jeff on Facebook, but go find him on YouTube, because he'll give you these great monthly astrological readings as well, and is just a bright, 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 bright light that you will enjoy listening to. So, and then you get to see him in person and see how bubbly and effervescent his personality really is, if you can't tell, because, you know, Jeff's a little shy wallflower here on the show. So our next caller, right, you know, our next caller is Donna. Donna, thank you very much for holding. You are now live with Joyful Jeff. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been going through a transition myself. My husband just left about 4 months ago, and I've been really a mess. And a part of it, like, I'm pretty realistic, the parts that were my fault, and I was blowing up his phone and everything for about 3 months, and all this stuff, and he, I'm done, and all that stuff he was saying, but now I'm at the point, I want to move forward, and I'm feeling kind of good about it. I guess I just need a general reading. Is everything going to be okay? Is he okay? I don't know.
And thank you for calling. So your birthday is April 21st, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you are a Taurus, which I know more about Tauruses than probably any other signs, because my sister is a Taurus. And so I've also seen her go through the ups and downs of a relationship, you know, all those sort of things. And the first thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, once again, revisiting that supermoon that we had. So that supermoon that we had on November 14th or 15th was the biggest, most, you know, powerful moon that we've had since 1948, and it was in the sign of Taurus. So I text my sister every couple of days. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? You know, because it was such a powerful energy. It has completely shifted anything in your world. It has made all those things that you thought were set in stone, you know, just gone the next day. And so the first thing I want to say is that since this person is now, you know, not maybe completely out of your life, they're still on your mind every day, you know, or all those things, they are pushed in a different direction. And that moon definitely has a part in that. Kind of what I was saying at first, that power versus force and that compassion versus coddling kind of things, these are the themes you need to watch out for from that moon. And so you are definitely going to be in an adjustment period, where I was talking to the Gemini previously, and she, you know, she was kind of in a mental sort of transition. You are definitely in a physical, you know, transition period. You are going to be feeling things, I'd say, all the way, I mean, full healing, or, you know, really good healing, I'd say all the way in May or June of next year. So don't be alarmed that that's a long time. Know that that is all of this opportunity to learn and grow. So I wouldn't rush your healing. I know when you break up with somebody or there's some sort of, you know, there's regrets, there's guilt, there's, you're so mad at them 1 second, but then the next day you're like, you wish that you could just call them and be like, hey, are you okay? You know, that weird, like, you know, back and forth energy. And so know that you are in a healing process now on top of that moon, but you have that beautiful moon to guide you through this process. It is going to take a while. Tauruses do take a time to bounce back, but when they bounce back, they're actually, you know, better than before, okay? So it's not as fast as me, you know, so, or some other sign. We're probably, you know, going to pretend that we're over them, but we're actually not. Whereas you, you know, you need to feel it. You need to let that all out. You need to write about it. You need to say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Vent to your friends, like, and say, wow, you know, I'm really shook up about this. I feel bad for him. I don't know why. I feel bad for myself. I think, you know, if I didn't send those texts, or if I wasn't so, you know, just clingy, like, is this bad? Should the next relationship, should I be like this? Like, wait, is this who I am? Wait, maybe I'm broken. All those things. All those things come into your head after a breakup. And so we're going to pull a first card for you concerning your heart. And so I can know how to take care of it a little bit. So we're going to shuffle this deck here. I know relationships like that, I mean, they're rough. I had a breakup about, I don't know, a year and a half ago. Maybe it was longer. And I was dating a Scorpio. And so, whew, but it was so intense. Like, I realized I had a moment of clarity the other day, and I was like, wow, like, it's been a year and a half. I've moved on to other things, and yet there are still things from that that I'm still pulling. Why? You know, and I realized that, you know, that individual gave me, you know, really, really, really good highs and really, really, really good lows. And it's like you're addicted to both. You're addicted to the lows of a relationship. You're addicted to the highs. But I realized in the end that, you know, they didn't give me anything in the middle that I really, really desired. And so I was like, okay, you know, I learned about my extreme parts of my personality. And so they always say, if you break up with somebody and they're still in your phone, change their name in your phone to teacher, you know, change their name into learning. And so every time you feel like revisiting old text messages or, oh, all the breakup stuff, you're like, okay, I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to learn. I don't care how hard it hurts. I don't care if we should have been together, all those things. You're learning, and that's progressing your soul, your life into, you know, a possible another partner, another day. So we're going to pull this card from you. I've been shuffling for a while now while I've been blabbing. So here we go. All right. First card we have for you here. Okay. This is okay, we have find balance, okay? And so I'm a Libra, okay? So I'm able to provide you that perspective of balance. And Taurus are usually the most balanced sign because you're so grounded, you're earthy, you move a little slower on things, but you never walk back. That's what I love about Tauruses. They take their time, but once they're committed and once they're there, they're not going the other way, you know? And so
Right. Know
that you need to regain the balance back in your life. The universe, me, whoever is telling you that this balance is needed. And so I wouldn't say think back to the time before you were with that person. That could be helpful, but you've grown so much since then. I can tell that, you know, that relationship was such a pivotal part that, you know, you need to look back at your time in the relationship, which is painful. And think about the parts of your personalities, the hobbies, the things you love to do, your friends. And it's kind of that period afterwards where you're finding that balance here. Like, I'm looking at this picture of this card, and you have, you know, like an hourglass. You have a flower. You have a picture of a friend. And so what are all those areas of your life that have provided you so much fulfillment and so much joy during your relationship with them and still to this day? And so those are the things that will give you the most balance, the things that have lasted the relationship, things that have lasted the test of time. And so really, you know, take some time to yourself to regain that and go out and be social a little bit. I feel like, you know, Tauruses, they feel things really, really deeply. They are a real deep feeler. And so sometimes you can get really caught in that, like, that pattern of, you know, guilt and that pattern of, oh, wow, like, I just want to be, you know, it's funny, you know, he broke up with me or they broke up with me because I was maybe too clingy or maybe I was too possessive, but I kind of want to even be more possessive the next time. Like, we don't, when your heart is healing, we don't want to make sure you go to any more extremes. We need to find that balance. And so this is the time to heal and not become jaded from these events. And so, you know, I don't want to hear you in a year say, yeah, like, you know, I'm dating someone new and, you know, the last time this person broke my heart, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen again. You know, like, I want you to still be as open, as pure, and as not bitter as you were for the first time that you met them, okay? And so finding that balance, I don't care if it's you going on the internet and Googling what is balance spiritually or what is, you know, personal life balance, and just read things. Just read, like, how these other pieces can come together, and that will be helpful. So first step is balance, because once you're balanced, the world is yours. So we're going to see how your healing is going as well. I'm going to pull a compass card for you that's going to tell you a general direction. So here we go. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here it is. I pulled another card, and guess what it is? Balancing act. So I pulled find balance, and I pulled balancing act. This one, here it is. This is the message I have for you. And I think I had this on another show previously. This card illustrates a woman who is balancing a ship, it seems like on a glass jar on this wire, okay? And so looking fine, looking like you're balancing everything, but there are rose petals falling from this wire. And so it's my question to you that when you think your life is balanced, maybe you think your life is balanced now and you're like, okay, I'm kind of a wreck from this relationship, but besides that, everything else is okay. I want you to assess the things in your life that may have fallen down, these rose petals, may have fallen down in your life during the relationship, during the, you know, the breakup period? Like, what things did you let go during the breakup period? What power have you given up to that individual? And what power do you continue to give up now with this thinking pattern? And so I know it's a cliche, like, oh, yeah, when you're done with a relationship, like, you get your friends back, like, you get your social, you know, like, all those things. But I think for you it's something deeper and it's more profound because you really lost something in that. But know that all that you can gain through this healing process is far more than they could give you. And so by the time you hit May, June of next year, you're going to be so loaded with wisdom and passion. I'm glad you called in so I can give you some of that healing light. By the time you get to May, June next year, you're going to be, wow, that relationship really messed me up. It really rocked my balance. But now I have a firmer grip on my balance. And I'm never going to forget them. I'm not going to forget who they are, what they meant to me. I'm still going to probably have regrets down the line. You know, I really believe that if you really were in true love, most of the time you can't be friends afterwards, that sort of thing. And, you know, you might break in the middle of it in your healing and text them and say, hey, like, I miss you. And, like, sometimes you don't need to have a response. Just saying it makes you feel better and it aids your healing, finding that compassion and joy. So we're going to pull another card for you, the last card here. We have balance. So, so far, two different decks. We pulled the single balance card out of all the cards in the deck. So that's one thing to note there. And, you know, really meditating or, you know, having friends over for dinner and say, hey, like, guys, I'm feeling off balance. I'm really hurt by this. I feel unsettled. I feel this anxiety that's just sitting in me. Like, I feel like I have guilt and I don't know how to release this feeling. I just want to indulge in things and pretend the pain goes away, but I want to face this. I want to learn. I want to grow. I've been 4 months. I'm ready to get through this. And so have people help give you that push, okay? Let's see. The next card we are pulling for you here. All right. We have sacrifice. Okay, and so this card, I wish you could see it. It's not a sad sacrifice card. There are some decks that have sacrifices, you know, a very kind of morbid depiction of it. But this deck, this sacrifice, she is standing, you know, just standing there. She has her arms above her head, and a rainbow is coming right through it. And it's a very balanced card to kind of go along with the reading. And so what I'd say to you is when you're balancing and you're thinking about, you know, what has been sacrificed, and you're having that guilt, like, wow, I put this time into that, or I may have sacrificed my personality for them, or, you know, whatever. Just for you to move on, just know that you did the best that you can do, and that you may have been overtaken by jealousy and possessiveness. Tauruses are very possessive and clingy. Like, don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad if you had hunches or, you know, tendencies like, oh, I'm not sure what they're up to. I want to check up on them. Use that time to really assess your insecurities, assess where you're not balanced, and go for it. Find that, and know that it's not an end point. It's not a destination. You're not going to wake up one day and be, all right, well, this Taurus is balanced, and I feel great. Know that it's a journey, and that you're going to get there, and that sacrifice piece can be very, very uplifting. I mean, just look at any major religion. Look at any, you know, people, you know, jobs that may not pay well, but, you know, kind of for the good of the world, the humanitarian jobs, those pack a lot of sacrifice in them. And so if you can kind of tap in that joy that people get from sacrifice, maybe, you know, think about, wow, I let this person go or they let me go, but that sacrifice, it hurts and I'm letting something go clearly. You know, imagine you letting them go, but know that there are some things around you that will never go away and that are a part of you forever. And so the second you realize them and use parts of them in your new balancing act, you will feel much better about the relationship and the breakup. You'll feel much better about that thing. Yeah, you're gone. But you're not really let go because I use pieces of you to build my new me, to build my new balance. And so, yeah, we've gone separate ways, but you're still here. So that sort of idea, and it's not as painful. So good luck with the love. Good luck with that. Like I said, you're going to have a journey of healing. Don't look at it as painful. Don't look at it as, wow, this is going to take forever. I'm just so bummed out. You can do anything you want during this healing process. Just know you may be a little bit more contemplative at the night. You may really need to discuss some more things with friends. But in the majority, you're going to have a beautiful year coming up to May and June. So good luck. Find that balance. Use pieces of them to put to you for your new balanced life. Okay? So thank you for calling. I hope that it was kind of somewhat straightforward for you.
Yes, it was. Do you see a new love anywhere down the line?
Yeah, so this fine balance, it has a heart in it. The sacrifice has a rainbow. So what's at the end of sacrifice? You know, what's at the end of that? Something new. You give up something, you get something else. It's a very, you know, it's like a universal law. This fine balance card, it has a big heart in the middle of it, has the love there. But you're not going to be able to find that love, and they're not going to come being able to fix you. So don't think that they're going to come and balance you out. Know that once right. you achieve balance yourself, yeah, you got love. You got that rainbow that's coming for you. So of course it's going to come. Of course it's going to be there. But you'll know when you're ready, and you'll know you're going to say to yourself, you're going to wake up and go, okay, I want a relationship today. Because the reason you're calling me in to ask about love, to ask if things are okay, is because, you know, that's a way to escape that pain just a little bit. And so you're going to wake up and think, okay, I want a relationship today because my heart hurts. And all that validation that I lost, I want it again, and I want all the things that come with a relationship. And then you're going to have this mixture feeling where, yeah, I'm waking up today because I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling balanced, and I'm ready to share my balance and who I am and my manifestation of myself with someone new, and I'm excited about that journey again, not for the feelings that a relationship gives. That's going to be your divide. If you're ready to go into the unknown and you're not willing to have expectations about it, you're ready for a new relationship. If you're going, yeah, I want this relationship because, oh, like, you know, to be next to someone again, or to have that person I can talk to constantly, or this and that. That's not means you're not balanced yet. So when you start viewing a relationship and a new love thing as something that's past an obstacle, something that's past this journey, yeah, it's going to be yours. I mean, both of them have the heart. We have the rainbow. We have great signs for love, but after that balance. So keep hoping, and this is not a fake hope. I hate to use fake again. It's not an empty hope. We have some really powerful cards there. To get balanced twice, this means that you're rebalancing yourself to be better forever. And I swear, when that next person comes along, or you just get, you know, a little pushy and find them yourself, they'll feel different. Maybe not more right, maybe not more wrong, but different. And that's the difference that you need in your life. So
there we go, Donna.
You keep saying May and June. I'm going to school to be a CNA, and I'm actually going to be done in May. So,
okay.
We'll maybe you're going to be ready
you.
For love.
There it is. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. We are out of time to take more calls, so I want to thank everybody for calling in today. Antonio, Janice, James, Enchantress, I'm sorry, but we'll just have to pick up with Joyful Jeff next year. Make sure to follow the show. We'll have other shows before the end of the year goes up. My sincere thanks to Joyful Jeff for joining us the last half of this year and doing such a fantastic job. You are just a bright light, and I'm so lucky to know you. I wish you all the luck for this coming year and your rebranding. Make sure to check out Joyful Jeff's YouTube channel. His new website is up and running as well. And we're going to end the show with a little Christmas song called Guess What? It's Christmas Time by me. Check out the video on YouTube. It's super fun and celebrates the joy of pet ownership year-round.
Well, you might not think it's Christmas with the sunshine in the trees. You might not even think of Santa Claus with his dogs down by the beach. Oh, their tails they are a-wagging, wagging here to there. And the joyous sounds of barking without care. Bathed and clipped with bells and bows, how they love to lick your nose. And old Saint Nicky knew. Christmas without your winter clothes. You might want a tiny puppy or one with a big brown nose. Either way, you'll feel so happy with love from Santa's sleigh and playing with your puppy Christmas Day. Bathed and clipped with bells and bows, how they love. Time for you.
been listening to Rated G Radio.